Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. You like me, and all these fairy tales are full of me. Yeah, one more stupid love song, I'll be sick. Now I'm at a payphone. It's Entertainment Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Hey, join Club Fitness in May, and you can get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
Yes, it does.
We're whispering.
I don't know why. Tom Hanks was at the Stagecoach Festival recently, and, well, he was on Ellen yesterday. I'll let him explain about how he was denied a beer because he didn't have a bracelet.
I wanted to have a beer, and there were four ladies who were serving up, and I stood up, and I said, pull me a draw. And they said, we can't, because your ID has not been verified. I said, I'm 62 years old, and you know my name, so I think I should be able to get a beer. They said, no, you have to go somewhere over there is a stand where you give them your ID, and you verify that you're old enough to have a beer.
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, yeah. But I must give credit to these ladies. They did not cave.
No.
I was offering them tickets to stuff. You will come to the Toy Story premiere with me. Just go like that with a red Solo cup underneath and let me walk away with a beer. They would not allow it. And eventually a guy came over about a half hour later, and he had a roll of red tape. He gave me a bracelet, and then guess what I did? I chugged me a brewski.
Good for you.
I understand that there are rules in place, but be smarter than the rules.
It's Tom freaking Hanks.
And he's 62. It's there to protect the people selling the beers because of underage drinking.
It is. And fun police want to, like, nope. Gotta stick to the rules. Like, okay, Tom Hanks is gonna tell a story about you on Ellen. FYI.
I have a war going with my gas station. I haven't been in a month and a half. I have to go to other gas stations now. I didn't have my ID to buy something, and they all know me there.
Thinking
I'm there
sticks.
Multiple times a day, thinking sticks. And I have not gone in a month and a half. I feel like you know your customers.
Right.
Yeah. I'm 50.
Oh, George Clooney's motorcycle accident. Remember when this happened
a while back? Not a lot of talk about
right.
it.
No, but it was a lot more serious than we all realized. He said that he collided with this car at 70 miles an hour. It was so bad. I think we talked about how it split his helmet in half. It knocked him out of his shoes. That's how hard he was hit. He said, it was bad and I was just waiting for the switch to turn off because I broke his windshield with my head. And I thought, that's my neck. He also thought, like, okay, 9 lives. I think I used all of them up in that one accident.
That's scary. Yeah.
So he can let go of motorcycle riding for a while. Well, I'm pretty sure his wife, Amal, had him let go of motorcycle riding for good because they, like, auctioned off his motorcycle for charity. She's like, you have twin children. You are not riding a motorcycle anymore. He's like, okay. Okay, ma'am. So the Aladdin premiere happened, Will Smith's new movie. And his former Fresh Prince co-stars Tatiana Ali and Alfonso Ribeiro brought their families to the premiere.
Tatiana Ali is major pregnant right now, too.
Oh, really?
Just beautiful. Just gorgeous.
Gosh. This is an interesting story. SNL, back in the day. You know, Dana Carvey has done some interviews in the last few years, and, like, you forget how funny he was because he kind of disappeared, you know?
did Wayne's World with Mike Myers, and then what did he do?
Yeah,
he was gone. He was gone.
Master of disguise.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Well, he and Mike Myers didn't get along for a long time after Wayne's World because Mike Myers sold the Dr. Evil character from Dana Carvey.
I had never heard this story, and I love behind the scenes SNL stuff.
You've heard about how Dr. Evil was based on Lorne Michaels.
Yes.
It's like a Lorne Michaels impersonation. He's the head of SNL and has been the whole entire time of its run. Dana was the first cast member to do an impression of him back when they were on the show. And he said the pinky thing was a made-up thing. Lorne doesn't do that, but somehow it fit. The pinky thing I did do. And then he said he never really talked about it with Mike Myers. He talked about it to his therapist. And he said, there are a lot of moments in my life I wish I was more directly straightforward, but I've basically let it go.
That's pretty ugly.
Well, and I mean...
And for comics, ripping material off is the cardinal... I mean...
Cardinal sin.
It really is. Yeah. That's you. That's something from inside of you that you created.
Yeah, right. Hasn't the stories come out a lot in the last few years about maybe how Mike Myers is not a good guy?
Yeah,
and he really had...
He got blackballed a little bit in Hollywood, too.
Yeah. He kind of had a weird moment where he started lashing out at people, and there have been interviews where, like, he's... In person, he's not a funny guy. He's pretty grumpy. Like, something...
Then there's the love guru.
And then I think after the love guru, he got real ticked off that people...
Made fun of him?
Yeah,
made fun of it?
Yeah. This is Farrah Fawcett tribute on ABC tonight, which is interesting because she died the same day that Michael Jackson died, June 25th. Red Nose Day is tonight on NBC. It's the fifth annual. It's a two-hour special. And then they're doing Hollywood Game Night after that, Red Nose Day. Kelly Clarkson, Kenan Thompson, Kristen Bell, and Jennifer Garner.
That's a good group of
part of it. I know. I think it'll be good. That's Entertainment Schmig. Schmig Schmackdown coming at 7:40.
Nope. It's Thursday, but it's your Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yay! Friday!
Jen's heading out of town.
Yeah.
I know.
A vacation. No medical.
No. Going to New York City.
Yes.
It's fun. Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in May and get the summer free.
Summer free. Makes you feel fine.
We have so much to cover. Live Jeffersons and All in the Family. Jennifer Garner's 8 Life Tips. Milo Ventimiglia about the end of This Is Us. And Aretha Franklin's Secret Wills. Have you been following this story?
I haven't.
Because it's a little crazy. When she first died, people said she didn't leave a will, but then they found 3 handwritten wills in her home, and one of them was, like, hidden under some couch cushions. It's a little crazy.
Right, and how can that be verified?
I don't know.
Because doesn't a lawyer have to verify a will?
That's a big question. Are they real? Are they legal? A judge is trying to figure it all out for the family.
Man, it's so sad. All this money being left behind with people that aren't prepared.
Yeah.
And the family fighting over money that is not earned by them.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
One of the documents, though, she talks about how the father of her first son was not the man the biographers thought it was. She says her son, Clarence, who was born with special needs, his dad is Edward Jordan Sr., not, as people believed, one of her schoolmates, Donald Burke. She says in the will, Jordan, the father, should never receive or handle any money or property belonging to Clarence or that Clarence receives, as he has never made any contributions to his welfare, future or past, monetarily, materially, spiritually, etc.
Wow.
Yeah. So in the wills, she makes sure that her 3 younger sons, you know, her assets are divided equally and there are arrangements made for Clarence's care.
That's good.
Her oldest son. But yeah.
Ooh.
She sticks it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Deadbeat dad. Allegedly. I guess I have to say that. I don't think that helps me at all. Milo Ventimiglia said he knows the ending of This Is Us, and he said, it's amazing. Well, what's he going to say? Do you know the ending? Yeah.
It's not.
It's all right. It's okay. But stick around for the next few seasons.
Get your Kleenexes ready.
Yeah.
That's what I was out on that show. I don't like people pandering.
Every single episode. Yeah. Making me cry.
And it was a time in my life, the dad storyline. Yep. I couldn't deal with it.
I know. The cancer storyline was,
yeah,
with Randall's dad was
too
tough.
Real.
Yeah, too, way too real. Speaking of getting mad at the ending of a show, Game of Thrones, it turns out that the majority of viewers really liked it. 63% of people loved it.
It's just the loud people.
Yeah, only 10% hated it. And that's the thing. When we played 24 Hours of Gloria and 93% of people said play it and 7% of people said no. And then there was the one person Courtney talked about who said she changed the station at the first time we played 24 Hours of Gloria, and she hasn't been back, and she doesn't miss it. And her name's Felicia. And it was really hard for Courtney not to write back, bye, Felicia.
It's the only time in my life I would have ever used it, because it's so perfect.
Right.
But yeah, that 10% is always louder. So it's just very interesting, because it sounded like everybody hated the finale. Not true.
Not the two people on our show.
No,
the only two people that watched it.
I know. Okay, Jefferson's All in the Family live performance last night on ABC. Surprise appearance from Marla Gibbs. Yes.
That was the best part.
Awesome.
It was at the very end.
You were talking about how Florence the Maid needed to be Wanda Sykes.
I couldn't understand why Wheezy was Wanda Sykes, because Wanda Sykes is Florence-ish.
Yeah.
But then when they opened the door at the end of the episode and Marla Gibbs walked in, I was like, oh, I get it. And let me tell you, Jamie Foxx, incredible George Jefferson.
Well, and he messed up at one point.
But in All in the Family, he did, I think. Not on
Yeah, yeah, All in the Family. But he called himself out. And he said, it's live. Everyone's sitting at home thinking their TV's just messed up. And singing the Jefferson's theme song live, Jennifer Hudson. Oh, it gives me chills.
And it was a really good episode, too. But the time, you know, when those shows took place, I heard All in the Family was a little edgy, because it was an edgy show.
Yeah, it would not have been. You wouldn't get the green light on that show today, because it was so politically incorrect.
Marla Gibbs is like 87. And Norman Lear like 96 or something.
Yeah. He's up there.
And he looks
nuts.
Really good.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephen Colbert, for the first time in 24 years, The Late Show has surpassed The Tonight Show in the 18 to 49 demographic.
How many years?
24.
I can't believe the younger viewers weren't Letterman fans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's surprising to me.
Don't know. But he's been beating Fallon in total viewers for the last 3 years, but he finally got that demographic.
Ooh, wow.
And Jennifer Garner, she gave the commencement speech at her alma mater, Denison University in Ohio, and she had life tips for the grads. Don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. It's great from the top. You should do that. But when you get to the bottom, it's just a big hill, and it's a pain in the butt to climb back up. But she didn't say butt.
Plus, you get lost like the Brady kids did.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to say this because everyone says it, but you won't listen because no one does. Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s.
That's so true.
Baz Luhrmann.
True.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox? Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no. Impose self-discipline around three things. Have a book on your bedside table at all times and read it, obviously. Be in charge of your consumption of social media. And foster a sense of humor about yourselves, because otherwise you run the risk of being boring. She also said, sorry, Courtney, don't smoke and don't vape.
That, I'm not a fan. Listen.
I know. She said, we know vaping smells like maple syrup or pineapple or cotton candy, whatever it is. But now that you're going to be adulting, it's not cute. just don't do it.
I would tell the kids the same thing.
Yeah, right.
You just think you've got forever, and you just don't realize it.
And she said, finally, stay close to your friends from college. You've just spent 4 years hanging out with them. That history is invaluable. Work friends, you talk to them about work. Lovers, you talk to them about love and dinner reservations. But friends from college, you can talk to them about everything and you can do nothing with them and still be happy. My friends from Denison mean the world to me. They've gotten me through everything possible. So
thank you, Jennifer Garner.
Thank you, Jennifer Garner.
And hold on to your band uniform, apparently. She's
yeah. She rocks
she
it
really,
still.
Pulls that out like monthly.
She does for a little Instagram surprise. Uh-huh. That's Entertainment Schmig. I will not be here for Entertainment Schmig tomorrow because I am going back to visit my college friends in New York City. So Courtney or Tim or I don't care who. We'll handle
we'll split it
everything. Mm-hmm. And I'll be back next week. Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Oh, Kevin, I got bad news for you and other riverbenders. The floodwaters are encroaching again on the Great River Road in downtown Alton. IDOT says later this morning, they're going to be closing the Great River Road from 67 in downtown Alton out to Highway 16 in Jersey County.
Wow. Yeah, you had a bad feeling. My wife saw it this morning and sent me a text and said, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. For what, 4 days? Three days?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about our marriage. But
you could text her back and say, well, I'm not coming back until the river road's clear.
Yeah, it's already pretty sloshy. Yeah. So here in a little bit, they're going to close that down. The Great River Road from 67 and down. It'll be.
Time for celebrity birthdays. We got some good ones today. We have people who are actually sharing a birthday and a birth year.
Meredith Baxter Burney.
No, and Michael Gross. Yeah. I know. It's amazing. I mean, the Keaton parents on Family Ties were born on the exact same day. It blows your mind.
And I don't even think that's her name anymore. Is it Meredith Baxter?
I think that's just
Meredith Baxter.
Yeah, no Bernie anymore.
Yeah, right. She got divorced. Okay. Jewel and Jeopardy's Ken Jennings are the same age.
I heard Ken Jennings has a podcast.
Who don't?
I know.
I'm going to say it. Here's one of my other pet peeves. Who don't have an Emmy? If you really want an Emmy, you probably got one.
I'm going to say Jewel. I don't know about Ken Jennings. He's kind of, I have no clue how to guess him. But Jewel to me has got to be like 45.
Yep. Hey. You got it.
Hey. Good job. Nice.
You win the first one. Okay, now, how old is the director of Black Panther and Creed, Ryan Coogler?
I'm going to sniff around this one.
I think he's young.
Boy.
37.
Seems reasonable.
I'm saying 35.
34.
33.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He is young. Okay. The sports writer who wrote the books, Tuesdays with Maury and The Five People You Meet in Heaven, Mitch Albom, which if you haven't read those books.
Yeah, I've read both of them, actually.
And Drew Carey are the same age.
Drew Carey a Marine once upon a time? I think he was in the Marines.
He kept the haircut for a long time.
So, yeah.
And with a little local flavor, Lea Delaria from Orange is the New Black, who's she's from Belleville?
She is from Belleville.
Yeah.
She went to Belleville West and I believe St. Mary's.
Boom, boom, boom. All three the same age. How old are they?
Age.
I think she's a little older than me. I'm going to say 52.
Gosh, I didn't think Drew Carey. I thought Drew Carey was in his 60s. I was going to say 61.
You got it.
No way.
Yeah, all three of them.
All right, she's a lot older.
Wow.
And finally, this one. You might LaBelle this one.
Oh, no.
I kind of LaBelle the last one.
Or you might be right on it. How old is Joan Collins, Alexis Carrington from the original Dynasty?
85.
That's what I was thinking.
90.
Ooh, I think that's a little extreme. I'm going to say 87.
86.
Boom.
You all were close.
Except T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.